The 7th Annual Utah Beer Festival will take place Saturday, August 27th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Utah State Fair Park, featuring over 150 beers and ciders. Join in for live music, a karaoke stage, local food vendors, games, beer, and more to raise funds for the Humane Society of Utah. Visit utahbeerfestival.com for more information.
Are you listening? Hey, what up? It's your boy Poet.
It's James the Mormon.
And this is Slug Soundwaves. Alright, check it. Zip your lips, open your ears. Poet's up to bat. Coming equivocated and liberated straight like that. Spartacus in his prime, gladiator in the arena. Rapping like capital offenses and everyone's misdemeanors. There's religious repression, government oppression, military aggression, and freedom suppression. You're searching for the answers, lose sight of the question. No such thing as progression whenever Congress is in session. In the land of the free, what's a political MC? It means I'm against Sony and BMG like it was the TPP. So fuck D.A. Simgill and Mayor Biskupski. To me, it's all rigged like the DNC. Lyrically, I'm defiant, independent, self-reliant. I can never run for office, can't afford Citizens United. So for Mr. Trump and Hillary Clinton, their speeches are definition of political fiction. I'm disillusioned by the man, let me help you understand. Y'all want views from the six, not a voice from Rio Grande. But whatever, man. To me, it's all beautifully tragic. My life is so much simpler as a wasted addict. But fuck it, man, I love my life today. Hip-hop gave me a voice and a shitload to say. Word up, it's your boy Poet.
Check this out.
I never stop till you see the proof. I'ma tell you three times like a Beetlejuice. I'ma come straight to my point like a needle do. Ain't nobody got more drive, vehicle, finna skip, San Diego, MIA. Paper planes, you can find me up in San Tropez. And my flow straight butter like Lando Licks. I'm coming hard for you rappers with the ammo bang. Yeah, I take you out like a power bill. Yo, who you know got a flow out of power mills? If I get screwed, I'ma spin it like a power drill. Him a bad boy, I'ma keep it Mike Lowry ill. Grown man, little boy like Chico. Dynamite cuts, throw the rock like Rico. Keep it 100, kill the fresh new C-No. Then I never turn around for my ex like CeeLo. Said this already, but see I knew. Cause my flow too sick like C.I. Flu. And I killed the whole gang in the ICU. In front, I don't crash like dummies do. Why you running out of data? My flow hotter than Nevada. And your boy already got it. Why you waiting for my Yana? Feeling wheezy like the Carter. You too slow, but then I caught up. Wish you would like this some sodas. Got no bait, but I ain't flawless. Got that deep, but I am raw. That's the rapper or an artist. 808 like I am heartless. I go shopping for my targets. I stay eat while you starving. Say my name so I could carve it. I will always kill it. Number one already charted there. Me, I keep grind like I need more hours. And the beat so hot, need a real cold shower. And I can stop time like it's hero's power. Cause your boy never scared. Yeah, me no coward. Tell him.
A true rapper or like person who loves hip hop and wants to perform it will be exactly who they are, and they will tell their story.
I don't have rich friends. I don't come from means. The way I was able to crowdfund this entire tour, what it came down to was people really loved the music, but more importantly, they believed in the man who was presenting the music. I was trying to book all on my own since, you know, January. And I didn't start booking in dates until about April. You know, they saw that, wait, shit. So wait, Poet actually went and booked 7 dates across the country. Like, so wait, all this is done? I'm like, yeah, I just need help getting there. And then people, you know, really just looked at it like something else. Like, yo, shit, this is really something. This is really happening. While the venues that took a shot on me because I didn't use any connections. I didn't have any connections. You know, I'm making moves in Salt Lake and I'm known in Utah County, but cats in Washington don't know who the fuck I am. And also every single artist who was more than down to come on a tour that was being headlined by a complete fucking unknown nobody coming out of Utah. We didn't pack the crowd, assholes to elbows, but it was a good turnout for people and they really saw something special. So thank you to everyone that was involved in that. So everyone that gave something to the GoFundMe account gave from their hearts. And I'm forever indebted for that. So much love to all my people, for real. If anyone listening to this is from the Bay Area, I love the Bay. You guys are wild as fuck out there. I got to go back to San Francisco.
August 19, 2015 was the first time I released something. It went number one on iTunes and it hit number one on Billboard. Yeah, I don't have a sound. Because of that, there's nothing to compare it to. If anything, it's maybe, and this just popped in my head, maybe something like old school Kanye, or like, not in the sound, but just like the purpose. Old Common, where you're like, let's all do good things and let's not give up and we can do better. But it doesn't sound like any of it. There's like an EDM kind of track. There's like an island reggae type track. There's like one track that I would say is like similar to like a Milli where I just go off with bars.
You know, revolutionary rap. I mean, it's just like anything else. It's just freedom of expression, you know, your thoughts, your philosophies and what have you. It's a way for me to take basically a soundtrack to an aggressive stance. When it comes to radical thought, the concept is really quite simple. It just boils down to, you know, kill your TV, pick up a book. I see a lot of misinformation given out by, you know, liberal media, as whether you got Fox News that lean over to the Republican right or MSNBC that's over to the liberal left. And a lot of it is just fucking nonsense to me at the end of the day. If you see people protesting or rallying or going to ballot boxes, revolutionary rap is just really just a soundtrack to that. Really nothing too different than any other type of expression. Artists that can put you into any type of radical thought I could look at would be Frank Zappa, Dr. Hook. If you're talking specifically hip-hop, first thing that comes to mind is Immortal Technique. Everyone gets so caught up on Dance with the Devil. Yes, okay, it was a really ill song, but I mean, if you listen to Point of No Return, if you listen to Harlem Streets, you know, you hear really incredible shit. On the current song I'm writing, one of my bars is saying, you know, Immortal Technique gave me the knowledge when I was too young to go to college, you know, because I was listening to this man at 14. But like for real radical music that's totally counterculture, I mean, shit, it ain't just got to be hip hop, man. You know, you can always put on Rage Against the Motherfucking Machine. That's probably, to me, my number one. So it's anything that is definitely, with all respect, going to make you uncomfortable, because that's what radical thought is. It challenges, you know, basically, you know, the norm, because that's really what it is. So if you're looking for some like different radical content, you can even look at some mainstream artists like Kendrick Lamar, who I think is fucking incredible, or J. Cole. But for me, it's definitely a good mixture of, you know, Immortal Technique, definitely Hieroglyphics, Far Side, Jedi Mind Tricks, Jurassic 5, Nas, Wu-Tang Clan, Rage Against the Machine, and really all the above.
Man, I just want to know more about revolutionary rap. That was very interesting. That I really appreciated where he said, kill your TV and open a book. People might see Poet and me, and they might be like, well, these are completely different. But I think what I'm trying to do is open people's minds and to be less judgmental. And I think you're trying to educate people and show them, you know, there's more facts out there. And I'm kind of doing the same thing, but in my own right.
If I were to say any differences between my fan base or James the Mormon's fan base, would it be what people are looking to hear about what show you're going to, what type of energy you're getting? I've actually listened to James the Mormon's album, listened to PNG, and I didn't hear one fucking thing about Joseph Smith or Temple Recommends or whatever the fuck. I'm listening to that, and that's that real, you know, motivation shit, you know, that real, like, I'm here to feel good and, you know, see something different. You listen to Radical Thought and you're ready to go and just march down and, you know, kick Governor Herbert in the fucking teeth. If you listen to Lone Revolutionary, I have a lot of different elements that go into it, anarchy or even personal trials and whatnot. But when you come to a, you know, a show and you hear Poets on the Bill, you just know that, you know, some really impolitically correct shit's going to be said. Whereas if you were to go see someone like, you know, James the Mormon, you know, you're going to be hearing that feel good music, We All Is One, which I'm not against. I believe in being We All Is One, but some people can go the fuck out the door.
Without saying God or Christ or anything like that, PMG talks about what I believe and what I hold dear. But I would never perform that at a show, ever. My show is the most live show. I opened up for 2 Chainz, and the UVU basketball team, not members of the church at all, came up to me and they're like, yo, that was dope. It was more dope than 2 Chainz. I have the most energy of any performer that raps in the world. I promise you. I almost died at that 2 Chainz show. Like, I literally passed out because I gave it my every single thing. I don't think that I'm an amazing rapper. I don't think that I'm phenomenal. I think I'm decent, but I at least give my all in that performance. And I want it to feel just like if you went to any other show. It doesn't matter if you're LDS, you're black, you're white, doesn't matter. If you like hip hop and you want that vibe where there's lots of energy, just mainstream, only the difference is no cursing. You don't have to love my religion, but love the show.
Well, hip-hop is hip-hop, man. if you go to a concert in the state of Utah, I guarantee you there's people at a Tech N9ne show who are part of a religious fold. You know, I mean, it's really nothing to divide. If anything, you know, you'll have people that will listen to certain music from a certain artist and people that will listen to music from a different artist. So it all intersects just on the basis of music. So as far as, are they separated at all? No, it's just separated by the artist. Do you bump Tech? Do you bump ICP? Do you bump James the Mormon? Do you bump Poet? You know, do you bump them all? You know, some people will listen to Public Enemy and Mortal Technique all day. And some people would rather just bump Designer or Future or Lil Wayne. You know, it's really all about your taste. So what the artist content is, just more based on what that listener is looking for.
Lil Dicky, he's honestly phenomenal. When it comes to a lyricist and like ability to perform rap music, so good. There's a song where he's rapping with Snoop Dogg and he says the last genre of rap left, like kind of market left, is the anti-rap. Where he's kind of this joke Jewish guy, resonates with white people who don't necessarily love rap, but they can connect with him because he's rapping about being a normal white guy. Because of that James the Mormon moniker, of course, LDS people perk up, they listen. What is it about? Do I like it? And generally, it's different than what most LDS people shy away from, so they resonate with it. And of course, that's why things have happened, because that's a group of people who don't normally listen to hip-hop, and now there's someone they feel comfortable listening to. If I could, my moniker would not be James the Mormon, but I feel like I'm supposed to.
I will say, you know, especially for hip-hop, a name is powerful. It's a powerful fucking statement. A lot of rappers, they went through many different names. So when we hear James the Mormon, yes, there's obviously that kind of preconceived notion.
I really think it's a ridiculous name, but here we are. There's no hidden agenda like, hey, how do we sell rap music to Mormons? You know, James the Mormon, absolutely not. That would make me sick. That's not what I'm trying to do at all. I do want people to see me as a member of the church and to see that I'm not like what they think that members of the church are.
I mean, if people are concerned about a Mormon rapper, then they can't split hairs, you know? I mean, then you gotta call out Brother Ali. You know, you're gonna have to call out Venom or Slayer, you know, when these guys aren't devil worshippers, they just make this music that has this sound. I will just say, yeah, the name, you know, will always still throw people, wait, what? And, you know, and then being Utah will always have those links. But, you know, as long as you actually really listen to a cat's music, then you can just really tell, you know, where they're going with it.
If you look at anybody who's made it in hip-hop, they have their city on their back. You know what I mean? Like Drake, Toronto, put him up. Weezy, New Orleans. J. Cole, how'd he sell a million records? North Carolina. That's how he did it. And for me, going back to Lil Dicky, LDS people don't listen to rap music. And in fact, it's very common within the culture to not listen to rap music. So it is the anti-rap. And if somebody comes out as one of them, and now it's okay because it's talking about good stuff, or omitting swear words, which is really the only thing that people don't want in rap music that are LDS typically, they resonate with it and they put it on. And because of that, that's why it went to number one. People saw it as a good thing, and they saw me as one of them, and they supported it. And it really wasn't even like grinding or trying. It's still, to me, very much a hobby that I absolutely love. Like, I've loved since I was 17 years old and has gotten me through a lot of tough times. To be a rapper who happens to be Mormon, it's a very interesting thing, especially in the state of Utah, where the church is so prevalent that it's almost polarizing. You know, you either love the church or you just want nothing to do with it, kind of. I think the people who want nothing to do with it associate members of the church with that negative stereotype, and that's the stereotype that I'm trying to break. For me, I have, almost a hidden agenda where I want more people of color to see that there are members of the church. The stereotype is it's homophobic, it's racist, it's sexist, and it's okay to feel that way, but I don't personally feel that way. When I want to make secular music, maybe I piece in things about what I believe, but I don't intend to make this like some genre of rap. I literally hate it because I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to do what I feel like I'm being asked to by who I believe is my higher power. Actual religious hip hop is my least favorite type of music. It like literally is the worst. If I start hearing Christ or like God in rap, I want to immediately turn it off. That's just my personal taste. If I'm gonna rap, I'm going to be just like everybody I listen to. I'm gonna be like Drake, I'm gonna be like Lil Wayne, it's gonna be just like that. Except I'm just not gonna curse or talk about hoes. That's literally it.
When it comes to not cursing in my music, you know, sometimes I don't because it's just not there. When it comes to religious rap, make it. If that's you, make it. I mean, if that is your story, then you can say whatever the hell you want, because that's exactly what I do. And that just to me shows the diversity of hip hop and the different voices it gives. You will have an East Coast voice, a West Coast voice, a Midwest voice, a Rocky Mountain voice. I mean, Vinny Paz, you know, with Jedi Mind Tricks, I will say I am generally a fan of this man's work. And this motherfucker says Allah in every other track. Look at DMX, man. If you really look at it, Darkman X, one of the illest rappers ever, man. Shit, that was Christian on crack right there, man.
I appreciate poets' kind of philosophy because it's similar to mine. I think the world would be much better if we were just a little more tolerant.
All right, so this new song is coming off the sophomore project called Radical Thought. The title track is called Radical Thought. It's featuring Chris Rivers, the son of the legendary Big Pun, who happens to be one of my favorites. Basically, the song is the definition of the album, which is pick up a book, kill your TV, and question everything that's taught to you. Poet in the 1-6. Let's go. Radical thought. The dramatic shift and change in one's own perception, driven by a catalyst that deviates from the social norm to take on the status quo, challenging your perception forever.
The content you're about to listen to will, for all psychic purposes, fuck you up, daring you to ask the questions that no one wants answered. This truth cannot be unlearned. Proceed to listen at your own discretion.
Yo.
I enter the room in such a dramatic fashion, smacking Governor Herbert in the face, say what the fuck is happening. Agent 47, bred by wolves and hand assassins, breathing flames like fucking dragons, roar with Morphe's in Aladdin. Corrupt systems I rap, the Scandinavian savage who's linked up with Zulu warriors from the Middle Passes. The situation is drastic, my style is so fantastic. Centuries from now, hip hop will label me as a fucking classic. The watchers I am on the supply and the red alarms to the lost children of Beirut, Syria, and Lebanon. When nations start colliding, civilians start dying. NSA is caught spying, local police are terrorizing. The disrespected troops become the disrespected group. So don't be crying for the youth if you ain't dying for the truth. Freedom fighter, terrorist perspective is the only difference. So I say, fuck your movement, I stand with the resistance. When the conflict settles down, the war machine becomes lifeless. The government needs a crisis, so they perpetrate the ISIS. With the pen, I am the nicest. My style, you cannot bite this. Me and hip hop go together like senators and gas prices. Radical thought, radical ways of thinking, radical ways of acting, and radical ways of speaking. The bullet is the price for the freedom that's bought. The revolution must be taught or the cause is forever lost. Radical thought, radical ways of thinking, radical ways of acting, and radical ways of speaking. The bullet is the price for the freedom that's bought. The revolution must be taught or the cause is forever lost.
Sometimes I feel like a spiritual being, having physical dreams of Freddy Krueger shifting through rings. Hard to focus on my magnum opus, hoping that I wrap these quotes in line with hopeless, hoping hope will fill their souls like jerk chicken. This verse written where earth shifting words, lifting hers from the dirt like curse fiction. No reverse birth ever worth your fear gathered that made you revert to feeling this hurt. The worst victim, there's demons in church, there's diamonds in rough. See all the gleams in the dirt, all the more reason to search. Steady deceiving your worth, I know you see me as merch. I wear my heart on my sleeve, you see me bleeding on shirts. I'd rather be out in the open than safe, holding my hopes in my throat. I never spoken, always broken, I'm never folding. I never let you walk in my souls like putting toes in new shoes, never refuse truer emotions.
Radical rivers. Thought, radical ways of thinking, radical ways of acting, and radical ways of speaking. The bullet is the price for the freedom that's bought. The revolution must be taught or the cause is forever lost. Radical thought, radical ways of thinking, radical ways of acting, and radical ways of speaking. The bullet is the price for the freedom that's bought. The revolution must be taught or the cause is forever lost.
They want conflict resolution with passive aggressive tactics. Prison recidivism helps Congress raise the taxes. Majority say minorities are the burden to the public, while our military consume over half of our fucking budget. Lobbyists and feminists fight over the stillborn, while progressives only scratch the surface of the drug reform. Congress and you overseas, come back, no one's there to help you. Bureaucrats leave you stranded, bootless, homeless at the shelter. It's all cover and conceal, eyes only in file still. The ink from my pen leaks over pages like an oil spill. The information is out there, but most of it's convoluted. The truth they try to pollute it, got a brain, then fucking use it. Poetical, radical, with the savage flow. Rhymes are mystical and magical, aimed at the status quo. The country is in hysteria, the government tries to bury you. Before you cast me out, remember I'm made in America.
Radical thought, radical ways
of thinking, radical ways of acting and radical ways of speaking. The bullet is the price for the freedom that's bought. The revolution must be taught or the cause is forever lost. Radical thought, radical ways of thinking, radical ways of acting and radical ways of speaking. The bullet is the price for the freedom that's bought. The revolution must be taught or the cause is forever lost.
This track is called Carry Me Away. There's two verses on this track. The first verse deals with how I was abused for 13 years of my life as a child. And the second verse is about how I went through a divorce. And this is probably one of the only rare times in my life where I thought about suicide.
Out to mama, my heart is like piranhas. I know you hear my screams through the Erica Estrada. Yeah, that stress I got a lot of. Your boys being modest. I'm only 13, but I'm turning to them bottles. So I'm yelling at the sky, cause I'm feeling like I'm breaking. Like how you put a child in this effing situation. I turn around and face it. You lock me up in cages. My life look pocket kings, but I'm losing to some maces. And it's heating up like Haitians. I'm tying up my laces, but tripping off of every single moment that we wasted. I really wouldn't mind if you buried me today. If it ended all the pain, ain't it carrying me away? Breaking like a promise. You're born on Virgin Island, but a saint up next to Thomas. And I found myself a goddess. Like Gambi, now she's childish. I know it cost me commas, but I gave that girl the diamonds. So I'm pushing through the problems, cause I need validation. But every time I try, I keep thinking of that basement. She touched me and I cry. I ain't talking animation. From all the times that led up to the cops and allegations, I'm trying to be patient, but really I can't take it. I know I said the worst, but you know I can't erase it. I really wouldn't mind if you buried me today. If it ended all the pain, ain't it carrying me away?
So right now, The Lone Revolutionary is still available at poet801.bandcamp.com. It's also available for download at reverbnation.com/poet801 and SoundCloud, poet801. You got a little theme going there. It is available for download, and physical copies are available. You get them all signed, sealed, and delivered right to your door. And I'm currently working on my new album, Radical Thought, with my sound engineer, my man, The Mystery. He's also, you know, with his studio at the Crip Productions right there in Liberty Park, has been crucial to really just the musical vibe of everything we're doing. My producer is Sugar House's own BC Einstein, incredible beats. And it's been a really exciting project. It's going to be having a release date. We're looking at some time in winter. You know, winter is coming, motherfuckers. You know, so all my social media, you know, with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is all Poet801. I don't like to get tricky. It's just, you know, just straight like that. And that's where I'm able to be reached. I'm also available for bookings and press inquiries at rparker801@hotmail.com. No bullshit. Don't spam me. Fuck off with that. You know, if you got something for me, I'm more than down to, to hop on a track. And, you know, that's where we're at today, September 23rd, opening up for my man Charlie Madison over at the Dog Pound. He showed me love when I went out on tour and stopped there in Vegas. And, you know, he's coming back to Salt Lake, so I'm definitely going to return that favor. And then I got a few more things coming up the pipe, as well as within the next 2 weeks, I'm finally launching the website, the official poet website, radicalpoets.com. That's where you're going to get all your music, your merchandise, you know, tour dates, everything. I'll still keep my Reverb Nation and SoundCloud active, you know, for, you know, whatever reasons, you know, why not, isn't hard to keep them up. But yes, the website is going to be officially available within 2 weeks, and I'm really excited for that to finally raise up to that next level. And then after that, there's going to be more music, more shows, and more anarchy. I'm still right now, during these election years, I will be showing support to some candidates, because people need to forget that, you know, it is, you know, you're so consumed with Trump and Clinton that you forget what the fuck happens locally. What I will be doing is I have shown support for Mike Weinholz, because, you know, maybe Trump or Clinton for 4 years, you know, it could be bad for one group or bad for the other, but 8 years of Governor Herbert is bad for all of fucking Utah. Make sure you go out and vote.
I released a new track called Working with David Archuleta. Last I checked, we're the 28th single in the United States. I'm making the BYU anthem. I'm sure everyone is a BYU fan as well. Just kidding. Please don't hate me. But I am a big BYU fan. The new coach, Kalani's endorsing it. And we're trying to get T.I. on there. And then on September 23rd, I got a big show at BYU. James the Mormon, one word. If you search that on literally anything, you'll find it.
The Thursday Night Twilight Concert Series is underway. Come out to Pioneer Park August 18th to check out Pusha T and Diggable Planets. August 25th for Grimes, and September 1st for Fits in the Tantrums. Enhance your concert experience by upgrading to the VIP lounge, which offers the public an exclusive experience, including a cash bar, private restrooms, special pre-show performances, and other evening entertainment. Space is limited, so get your VIP tickets today. Visit twilightconcerts.com for more information.